Stoughton, Mike McGregor, his wife Jackie and two children, Taylor and Declan, moved to Stoughton in September. He, his brother and their father had shut down their trucking company, which hauled heavy equipment. The McGregor family wanted a change from the big city atmosphere they had in Leduc, Alta. They were tired of the noise and business, so McGregor's friend, Matt Hoffert, suggested they move to Stoughton, and this is what they did. But McGregor brings some unique experiences to the small town. In McGregor's younger days, he wanted some excitement in his life, so he applied to work overseas in Afghanistan in construction on a Canadian Armed Forces base. His father was in Bosnia at the same time. Mike McGregor boarded a flight that took over 13 hours, which arrived at the Kabul International Airport in Afghanistan. When McGregor walked down the tarmac towards the terminal, he noticed all the bullet holes in the walls of the airport. He worked in Kabul from 2003 to 2005. McGregor said there was a no-fly zone at night, but at times a plane would arrive late, and it would be dark. The runway did not have lights, so vehicles would line the landing strip with headlights on, and the plane would know where the runway was. This was a dangerous event to land at night, as on either side of the runway were live minefields. One wrong move could have been fatal, according to McGregor. For 2 years, McGregor made his home in Camp Julian. This camp was located between the ruins of the Queen's Palace and the King's Palace. This area was known as the Royal Gardens. McGregor's home consisted of an 8-person canvas tent which included a cot to sleep on. He was there, with others, to construct a water treatment plant that would produce bottled water. This would save on water being shipped in or getting water from Afghanistan, as that could be sketchy, according to McGregor. Every 3 months, McGregor would take a leave to go home to Canada or visit such places as Japan, Thailand or parts of Europe. Nights could be interesting, according to McGregor. It was then one could not see the strikes coming in. The alarms would go off and they would grab their flak vests and helmets and run to the nearest bunker to wait it out. After 2 years, McGregor would return to Canada for 11 months. He moved to Stoughton for the first time with Hoffert, but after only a month he received a call to return to Afghanistan, this time in Kandahar. He was in the city from 2006 to 2009. This was a 3-year term and McGregor would be responsible for transportation. He would unload planes with vehicle parts. The base was close to the Kandahar airfield, and he could feel the rumble of planes each time one would land or take off. During his last months, he worked for a firm called Compass Security. This company was tasked with the operation of escorting fuel tankers from Pakistan border to the Kandahar airfield. At times, they would be under attack, but the convoy was to keep moving at all costs. The convoy would consist of up to 6 fuel tankers. They would have 2 escorts at the front and back. These trips could take 4 to 5 hours, and it was their job to protect the fuel tankers. The scariest moments are the ones you have no control over, said McGregor, such as being locked in an armored tanker and having to rely on others for your safety. The most heartbreaking moments are standing on the flight line on a ramp ceremony as we pay tribute to fallen soldiers, said McGregor. As fallen soldiers are carried onto AC-130 Hercules or AC-17 Globemaster for their final flight home, it is gut-wrenching, he added. Now, he is settled with a family, working in the trucking industry. McGregor said, "If I did not have a family, I would do it again in a heartbeat."